Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. We'll hope everyone has had a great holiday season. Obviously, it rolls on. New Year's Eve is tomorrow, New Year's Day in 2 days, and the Eagles are flying high. They really are. Look, congratulations to the Eagles. A couple different things yesterday. They walloped Dallas, who are a bunch of dogs. They stink. The Eagles win the NFC East. Eagles obviously clinched the 2 seed. Saquon at 2,000. It really was an incredibly special day yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field and throughout the Delaware Valley. And frankly, sets up a fascinating Week 18 matchup, Eagles and Giants, to play Saquon or not. We'll talk about it extensively today and do it all with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Men get hiccups more often than women do.
Well, why? Do we know the answer?
No one knows.
That's amazing, man. That is incredible. Well, that's an odd fact. Saquon to 2,000 is an amazing fact. And how about the Eagles to 13-3? How about that?
Feels 13-3, fantastic.
Guys. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, very.
13-3.
It feels right. It feels like that's what this team. This is the dominance level of a 13-3 team in my mind's eye.
I agree.
This is what 13 wins feels like, and you know, that's accurate. And who knows what? Man, this gets complicated.
John, it really does. All right. So,
table
the Saquon thing for like 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah. Let's just address the game for a second. By the way, phone lines open for everyone, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the to play him or not to play him in just a moment, because it is obviously the juicy topic for the week. But, John, your basic reaction to yesterday, what hit you?
I thought it was great to see the dominant team play dominantly, and despite not having a full complement of your quarterback.
Yeah, Jalen and N'Kobe Dean, but Jalen was the big one.
On the other side. You know, it is kind of the quarterback of your defense without N'Kobe Dean. And the defense was, you know, Oren Burks was
great.
That was outstanding to see. He could get in there and make plays and run around and get us the ball back. But, yeah, it felt good. CJ GJ somehow. It's incredible. Was that his fifth and sixth or fourth and fifth? Remember 2 years ago when he was here, he was leading the team in interceptions with like 8 at the midway point. You're right. It was 6 at the midway point. It was crazy. That's all he does is get around the ball and make plays and then do amazing things off the field that you find a little bit more about. And he is such an intrinsic part of why this team is awesome.
Yeah,
why this team continues to thump people at 41-7.
John, it was an ass whooping yesterday.
A team. Yeah. We have a team in this town. And it's so, this time of year, this is what you're looking for, a team that comes together, a team that's ready to go. My only, man, We got all sorts of conflicting. I got conflicting feelings about how to best move forward.
I know.
Right, so because of my personal experience with playoffs.
Sure. No, I get it. And look, we've seen a Super Bowl here, but we've also seen a lot of not Super Bowls. So it is really, really complicated. So look, game reaction from my end. I'll keep this short because I do think the Saquon thing is far and away the most fascinating. But tremendous victory yesterday. Tremendous victory. Great job by the Eagles defense. And ordinarily, I might say, when you face a team that basically doesn't have a quarterback, basically it barely has a running back, doesn't really have receivers, I'd say, you know, grain of salt. You know, what do you really take from it when you... But it's not a grain of salt when you've seen this defense do that to Baltimore. It's not a grain of salt when you've seen this defense do this to other really prolific offenses in some cases. So, tremendous defense. And that obviously gives the Eagles a phenomenal opportunity to win a Super Bowl this year. Look, the offense, after the first two drives, which were obviously stalled drives, got going in a big way. Both quarterbacks played really well. O-line did its thing. Saquon did its thing. A.J. and Devontae did their thing. I mean, the Calcaterra catch, I got to tell you, he didn't make many yesterday, but that was a big one. I mean, that was a jump starter. Look, C.J. G.J. was the jump starter for the game. Calcaterra catch was the jump starter for the offense.
It was cool. It was cool to see him making big plays out there. It was cool to see Kenny Pickett looking like a stud quarterback.
He did a nice
making
job.
Some throws that were really cool looking plays, and he was buying time, and he was doing athletic things that I wasn't fully aware that he was capable of doing. I thought Kenny Pickett was more impressive than I expected him to be.
Well, I agree with that. No, I thought he was really good, and McKee did a nice job.
With broken ribs, too.
With broken ribs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is. If that's true, which I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure it's true. It's been reported.
Yeah, it's been reported. And the way
it was reported, how?
Yeah, but the way he had to leave the game strikes me that it's something you can believe in, because you could tell he was three or four times trying to tough it out, and finally it's like, all right, let's step away, which I thought was smart. All right,
Tanner McKee also excellent.
He did a nice job.
He's a prepared young man, ready to go.
It sets up a scenario where Tanner McKee could be the backup next year. I mean, we'll see where it goes. But
you gotta like what you saw. Huh?
I was very impressed with him. All right,
from both guys. I agree, dude.
All right, let's get to the Saquon thing. So before we get to whether he should play on Sunday or not, and throughout the show, we don't want to push this off the table at all. Guys, let's relish the fact he got to 2,000 yards. 2,000. Let's listen to the moment as called by Merrill and Mike yesterday when Saquon, early fourth quarter, got to 2,000.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
It is such an unbelievable accomplishment.
No question.
So congrats to Saquon,
phenomenal.
The offensive line.
16 games, too, which is cool.
It's really cool.
It's neat. Just a neat thing to
totally
do in 16.
Agree. Ninth guy in NFL history. And obviously, it now sets up, I would say, one of the more fascinating conundrums I've ever seen in Philly sports. I mean it. I think this is one of the most fascinating. There's nothing bad. I could tell you it's complicated, but it's not life and death, okay? Things are going to be okay either way. But my God, is it juicy. But you have a playoff game coming up. John Ritchie, you're going to be the first on this show to weigh in. To play him to get the record or not, what should they do?
They should. I am conflicted on this, and it's hard.
It's hard.
I've actually flipped on this.
Me too, quite a bit. Like 13 times since yesterday's game.
Look, last night when I listened to Lane talk about, he said something like, he called to his teammates, hey, did he get it? And they were referring to the 2,000-yard mark. Yep. And it was, it seemed like that was what the team was going to hang their hat on. So in that moment, I said, well, I should be satisfied with that. And, it's an epic season. And of course, that is amazing. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, and just no human being.
James, this is going to take him 17 minutes.
Yeah, we might need to get to next segment to get there.
He's the ninth to be able to do it.
Let me say this. If I was the teacher.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm playing.
Let me get there.
Go ahead.
We do. If I'm Nick Sirianni, this is why you get paid the big bucks. This is why
it's a tricky one,
as
man.
The CEO head coach,
it's tricky.
You have to do the right thing here, and the more I think about it, I think you have to try to grab history, and you have to try to grab history every step along the way, and I would. In some cases, I think almost like, what would Dan Campbell do in this case? Because I admire his methodology. And, you know, right now, half of his team is on IR, so it's probably idiotic. But I would rather be the team that goes for it than the team that sits and then forever wishes and wonders what could have been. Mm-hmm. I ask, would you regret not trying? And I think the answer is absolutely yes.
You can ask that question either way. You can ask the question, you went for it, do you regret that two guys got injured and are out?
I know. You're right.
Especially after AJ Lesher.
I would rather be the team that errs to the side of aggressiveness. I would rather be the team that decides, you know what, throw caution to the wind, and we're going to go for it all. Not only are we going to go win the Super Bowl, guys, but we're going to go set the G, you know, whatever words you want to use here, the rushing record along the way. And the defenders, the defensive guys, they're every bit as on board as the offensive guys. You know, this is Nick saying, I'm assuming he's talked to the team. I'm assuming that's the way this team feels because they really do operate that way. I just I know how much it means to have a bye. I know there were teams that I played on that went to Super Bowls. We lost, but that's the only way I've ever been to a Super Bowl. That path has been with a bye in the first round. When my teams have played in Wild Card Weekend, that path was stopped along the way.
No,
it's
a lot harder.
You play two games and you're there.
So your current position is you're thinking yes, play
I'm
him.
Saying yes.
Okay.
Set history every step along the way to setting history.
So, obviously, it's one of the juicier sports radio topics and sports topics throughout the Delaware Valley in a long time. And we'll take your calls on it at 215-592-9494. Let me give you my quick assessment. I'll talk more about this as we go. I lean no. Now, this is a really funky answer, okay? I don't know if this would hold up in a court of law. Seltzer, this might not hold up in a court of law, but I'm going to go for it. I lean no. I'm open-minded to yes, meaning you can convince me today, okay? I lean no, but I want them to play him.
Yeah, that wouldn't hold up, I don't think.
Like, I lean no, and here's the scariest thing for me of all with if you play him and what can go wrong. It's not just obviously the guys can get injured. You could have a playoff game on the Saturday. Mm. You know, like, guys, they play the wild card. Remember, last year the Eagles played on a Monday, so I don't think they're going to get the Monday again. I don't think they're going to get the first Saturday game. That's usually the throwaway game. That's usually like if the Houston Texans make the playoffs.
Steelers, probably.
It's always some garbage AFC something out there, okay? But you could get the Saturday night game. You really could. And do you want...
Tuck rule game was a Saturday night game.
Saturday nights are weird.
We weren't supposed to be playing in that round.
Yeah, so like, I'm just telling you, again, here are my three positions. I lean no, don't play him. I am open-minded to being changed, and I kind of want them to play him. I'm just being honest with you guys. 215-592.
Way to hold your ground.
All right. Where do you stand? We'll get James' opinion, Devin's opinion, the whole deal. Where do you stand on what to do with Saquon? It is fascinating. Plus, what he said after the game, what Sirianni said. We'll play that extensively today. Some really interesting answers, your phone calls and all of it. Good morning to you. It's the day before New Year's Eve. Couple days after Christmas. It's a great day to be an Eagles fan. Your phone calls throughout the program on 94WIP. Mom.
East with a 41-7 victory over Dallas. It was a win by committee when it comes to quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett threw for 143 yards, a passing touchdown, and even a tush push before exiting the game. Tanner McKee took over in the second half, throwing his first two career touchdowns to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And Saquon Barkley chipped away at the single-season rushing record, making history while he did it.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
Barkley becomes just the ninth player in NFL history to rush for over 2,000 yards in a season. He's just over 100 yards away from the all-time record. It's time to fuel Philly. The auto show returns January 11th to the 20th, filled with the latest models, classics, and customs. Visit phillyautoshow.com for details. Weather brought to you by Borgata. Partly cloudy, the high of 56. It's currently 52 degrees. Earn up to 20 times slot dollar multipliers every Tuesday and Wednesday in December at Borgata. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, what a day. What a time to be an Eagles fan. It really is great. All right, we want to get everyone's opinion here on what to do with Saquon. 215-592-9494. James, why don't you take the next crack at it, to play him or not play him? Matter of fact, let me give you our two different Twitter poll questions of the day, because they both speak to this, but from different angles. So Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays and a healthy new year. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, should the Eagles play Saquon Sunday to let him try to break Dickerson's record, yes or no? Second poll question, who should make the decision of whether Saquon plays on Sunday? By the way, the Eagles game is Sunday, if you don't know. That game's been officially named, because there was a chance it could be Saturday. This Week 18 game will be Sunday at 1 o'clock. Who should make the decision of whether Saquon plays Sunday? Here are the four choices. A, the head coach, Nick Sirianni. B, Saquon. C, team vote. D, Howie Roseman. All right, James, you're up next. What do you do here?
I'll be the bad guy. I have no problem being the bad guy. You don't play him. I mean, this is pretty simple stuff. This team is not at a bye since the first week of October. October? Like, they played the September 29th game and had a bye? Like, this team needs a week off desperately. Richie made the point before, never made the Super Bowl without getting a week off. The Eagles, we know how desperately important that bye week has been in their history. Like, I think it's cool. It's a neat thing. It's all that. Like, I get it, but this is about winning Super Bowl, man. Like, this is not, honestly, I get it why it's a tough decision, but in my mind, it's really not that tough. If it were 30 yards, it'd be a different story. He needs 101 yards to break it. Like, sorry, man. Like, neat. You got to 2,000. That's awesome. Let's go win a freaking Super Bowl.
Okay, Devin, what do you, first off, congratulations to Devin, new sideline reporter,
yes!
WIP.
Thank you.
Yay. Eagles broadcast. How do you feel about that? Congrats, Devin.
Thank you for the applause, James.
I feel like we're with royalty here today. It's so cool.
Oh, please. No, I feel amazing. It was so much fun. And I mean, like, what a first game to get to cover from the sidelines. There was quite a few injuries to update everyone on, but Mike and Merrill made it easy, and just I'm so appreciative to WIP and the Eagles for the opportunity.
Good.
So,
good for
it
you.
It was great.
We're happy for you. You know that.
I know, and I so appreciate my morning show support, so thank you guys.
You got it. You got it, Devin. All right, so Saquon, if you're let's attack it this way. Who makes the decision? Let me give you that one first.
I think it's a mix a combination of probably Nick Sirianni, some coaching staff, maybe even Kellen Moore, but then mostly Saquon Barkley.
This is complicated.
And the offensive line.
The line?
Because if Saquon wants to go for it, the entire starting offense has to play.
Well, that's a big complication.
Like, by the way, go out there.
And it's part of why, because we didn't really quite know how to sum up, you know, the other players. That's why we went with choice C, called team vote. Now, do I think Britton Covey technically gets a vote? I don't know. Maybe not. But like Mulata and Dickerson.
This is a captain's council type.
Probably is. All right, Devin, what would you do if you're running the Philadelphia Eagles? What's your call?
So I'm flip-flopping on this as well. Because I was I was in James's camp forever. Just don't ever risk injury. We saw what happened to A.J. Brown. The ultimate goal is a Super Bowl. Yep. You got to keep Saquon healthy. But, I mean, hearing the O-line, like Mailata after the game talking about it, Saquon talking about it, I could tell, even though he says he doesn't want it, that he wants it. And picturing how cool it would be to watch Saquon Barkley break that single-season record. I mean,
against the Giants.
Against the Giants.
Now, there's also there's also the further hurt the Giants draft pick argument.
How about that yesterday? Shout out to the Colts.
I'm just saying.
Shane Steichen's still doing the Eagles a solid.
All right, let's go to the phones. Where do you stand? It is very complicated. We don't want to push aside the game. If you want to comment on the defense and Pickett and McKay and all that yesterday, please do. Because there was a lot of good stuff there, but man, what a time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Dan in Philadelphia kicks us off. Dan, good morning, buddy.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Doing well. Doing great.
Doing really good, Dan.
Devin, congratulations on the sideline promotion. Thank you
so much, Dan.
She was getting very borderline emotional right there. I thought we almost had our fourth person this year cry. It got really close. Matter of fact, I think it happened, but that's all right. All right, Dan, go ahead, buddy.
Joe, I was watching the Minnesota Green Bay game last night.
Yep.
John, you already had mentioned about crushing Joe's face, and you also mentioned that you hate kickers. You are the doppelganger.
John does hate kickers.
Yeah, I know he does.
I'm sorry, I do.
And
of the Vikings kicker, Reichert.
Not all kickers.
Is he a good looking guy?
Obviously not. I said he looks like you.
I thought you said he looked like Richie. Oh.
No, he looks like you.
Oh, well, then he must be a good-looking guy.
I did not realize.
Does he have more of that Clark Gable look or more Denzel?
Are you serious? Because,
I mean, I got classic looks.
I'm serious. It's probably Joe, you know, in his 20s. Like, it's wild. I thought Joe DeCamera was coming up and go kick the ball.
Are you talking about John Parker Romo?
No, the guy that looks like Redford. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Reichert. His name's Reichert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chad or something like that?
Dan, are you done with your... we got New Year's coming up. I'm in a good mood. What do I need this nonsense for?
I'm getting it all out now, Joe. He's not a bad-looking guy. He just really... He actually looked like you. Like you were going to go out and kick the ball.
Good for him.
And he missed a couple times, which was...
Well, I would do...
I totally see it. This is hilarious. Oh, my God. Joe, you got to look this guy up. He could be your brother or something.
Check it out.
This is a DeCamera family.
Wow.
Yeah,
like, no doubt.
Close family.
Wow.
Member, man, this is like more than a cousin. This is sibling.
Right, I'm putting
some high percentage of DNA.
This is almost.
And when he was running out to the field, he was like he had the belly first run too. It was wild.
Oh wow! Yeah.
All right, Dan, what's your reaction to the game? What do you got?
Well, the game was a complete beatdown. As for Saquon, I can't make my mind up. Like the game, there's no implications of the game for us at all. So, I don't know. Like,
this guy's got bad hair. I don't like it. I just got to him. This guy is an ugly human being. He's a doofus-looking guy. Oh, no, this is Joe. Definitely not me.
That is you, Joe.
Come on, man. This guy's a doofus. Look at this freaking clown.
He's an NFL player.
Nah, doofus.
I go with the team vote, even though I think the Super Bowl is more important, but these guys have grinded and put the work in. And I think it should be up to them to decide.
It is such a, it feels
all right, Dan,
like
stay
the
well,
kind
buddy.
Of thing an offense would it, slam dunk, of course. But then you do have to think about the defensive guys, the defensive guys who are sitting there like, holy cow, my back hurts. Holy cow, my ankles and my neck.
Well, you don't have to play the defense to play the offense.
You're right.
You don't.
You're right. No, I agree with you. And I have decided to justify this and say Jalen Hurts could use some get back into the playoff speed swing reps, you know, like work his way back from. He's missed a couple games. Like let's not stretch this out to where he's rusty. Let's get him some serviceable reps. Maybe that means a half of football where you do a lot of handing the ball off.
Yeah, it's a reasonable...
That's the best argument. To get Hurts work and thus put the offense out there for a couple drives and see if Saquon breaks one. Like, I would not play him, but that's the best angle, I think, if you want to play
And you're good playing Dickerson and Malott and those guys and that?
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm saying I wouldn't do
no,
it.
No, I'm saying, but if you do that...
Oh, I think if you play Jalen, you have to play everyone. You're not going to put Jalen in a backup line.
Well, I tend to agree. That's why I'm asking the question. All right, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Jody Cameron, generous. What Sirianni and Saquon said postgame? We'll play that next on 94 WIP.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. Eagles clinched the NFC East with a massive 41-7 win over Dallas yesterday. Defense got the scoring going in the first drive of the game when C.J. Gardner-Johnson intercepted Cooper Rush and ran it back for a 69-yard pick six.
Rush puts Lipke in motion. Rush is in the gun. Three receivers. Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner-Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six.
Well, they're squatting. Gardner-Johnson comes down, Merrill, from his safety spot, and he watches Cooper Rush with that football. He sees exactly where he wants to go. He steps in front.
That was CJGJ's first of two interceptions and his sixth on the season. Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee got the offense going as the game went on, each notching two touchdowns apiece. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Weather today, partly cloudy with a high of 56. It's currently 52 degrees. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Back goes Pickett again. He steps up. He looks. He rolls out. He fires. He is looking deep. And it is caught down the far side by Calcaterra.
What a catch. What a fantastic catch.
Well, he got to 2,000. Look, there were three biggies. We've known it the last 2 months or so. 2,000 yards, MVP, Dickerson's record. Now, I still don't think he's going to get MVP, and that's too bad. Josh Allen keeps playing great. By the way, Mahomes, he's not going to win it, but I mean, his team is, what, 15-1 or 14-1? 15-1.
15.
15-1? 15-1, and the guy's not going to win the MVP.
Yep.
Should he be more in this than people
should
are talking about?
He should be more in it, I think, but I think...
Is he getting Jordan tier?
Is he getting Jordan?
Yeah, I think Allen has actually played better this year, though, but, you know, 15-1's 15-1, yeah. So...
And who won when they played? Didn't they play about a month or two ago?
Allen won.
And that's why he's...
Yeah, the Bills won.
And otherwise, they'd be 16-0.
Yes, that is correct.
God.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to everything going on with Saquon, the Eagles, and what Sirianni said on winning the division. We'll get to that shortly. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy New Year. Devin, congrats. That's an awesome promotion, and you deserve it, and it's going to be a fun thing for you.
Thank
That's
you so
awesome.
Much, Jeff. I appreciate no, that. Thank you.
And Mr. DeCamera, I just want to thank you for the phone call when I was in the hospital and you called me.
My pleasure, Jeff.
That was I got home, but then I had to go back with severe sepsis for another week, and I got out on Christmas Eve, so I was home for Christmas, which was good. But that phone call and just us talking for a little bit, that meant a lot, buddy.
Well, Thank you. It's my pleasure. We got to look out for each other in life. You know, you had told us on the show you were struggling. I wanted to make sure I reached out to you, and I care about you, and I just want to see nothing but good things for you, man.
It's working. The surgery was great, and to any Penn Medicine doctor, nurse down there, you guys are angels. I love you all. Penn Presby, Penn Medicine itself, you guys, I love you all. I love you all.
Very nice.
So thank you. Play him. I'm sorry. If it was 160 yards away, I get it. He's 101 yards away against a crappy Giants run team. I mean, they gave up over 100 yards to the Carolina Panthers running back. I don't even know who the guy is. So, and you know, Saquon can break off a 40-yard run like that. He can break off a 30-yard run like that. He can be at 70 yards with four carries, and he's almost there, and then you can yank him out.
Yeah, the fact that he's 34 carries shy of what Eric Dickerson was allotted for that record, it kind of makes you feel like, man, like, aren't aren't we selling this whole thing short if we don't give him and this team the opportunity to just, you know, the same opportunity?
But Jeff, let me just jump in, and it's been referenced, but I just want to make sure everybody, and guys, I'll present both sides today, but I'm telling you my answer as of right now is I would not go for it. But I do want to say this, because it's an important point to those that say, go for it. The Eagles had to play a playoff game last year without A.J. Brown.
Yes.
He got hurt in a Week 18 game that didn't matter. Yeah. And that's not the only time in history when a player late in the season has missed play. Look, T.O. obviously missed 04 twice games. They plowed through them and won.
You're
okay,
right.
So it can
but
go
I
like,
would rather
I remember
be
when Brian,
the team
Brian Westbrook missed in 03 was big.
You're right.
Big.
I would rather be the team that is so tough-minded that they say, you know what? We can survive an injury here and there. We believe in the focus of everyone in that building, you know, starter, second string, third string, whatever it is. We're going to get this done. We're going to get this done every step
rather
of the way.
Rather just be healthy.
I agree with you.
Jeff, stay well,
buddy. The healthy part matters, but this, you can have your cake and eat it too here.
Well,
too.
You can lose your cake.
You can
lose your cake.
You can hope to have your cake and eat it too.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
This is football. Football is reckless. Football is you have to put it out there. You have to put yourself out there a lot and risk a lot to gain a lot.
The Eagles are very uninjured, though. I mean, you know, obviously Jalen's a short-term injury. I mean, we think, we hope, obviously. Okay, so you would expect
and
him to
Jalen
be...
needs to be rhythmic as a quarterback
maybe,
to be best.
Maybe.
He's been out now for a couple weeks. Do you really want to sit him out three before
well, see,
you head
I'm
into the postseason?
I'm not confident that they would even play him if he could. Like, we don't even know if he's going to be fully ready to go.
No,
he hasn't
we don't.
Been at practice at all since his concussion. So just it depends on where he is in the protocol, if he's able to practice enough. So regardless of the record, I don't know what Jalen's status
all right,
be.
James, let me ask you this question. Because if you're Sirianni, I think these are the things that have to go through your mind. Which player would you most, other than Jalen Hurts, most want to not have get injured in the final game?
Saquon.
Okay, who's next?
Jalen Carter.
I agree with that. I mean, my point is it's really complicated. Like, John, I hear your call for history. I hear it. Like I said earlier,
Think about the regret that you'd sit with if you just let the opportunity slip by without even...
I think the regret's
bigger,
though.
If you all got a Super Bowl ring, I don't think you care.
I understand.
Yeah. You know?
I understand.
I do think the regret is bigger on the other end.
I'm saying it's such a massive opportunity, yes, for team achievement on the Super Bowl side. And of course, that is my initial push. And I think that's Saquon's initial push. I think Saquon has been so selfless every step of the way here.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take someone else pushing. And
I think it's
Nick Sirianni's, you know, as the CEO of this whole thing. It's his
job here.
Not an easy job.
No,
I'm not envious in any way.
Yeah. Let's listen to Sirianni. We'll bring it back to the NFC East just for a moment here because we don't want to shortchange that accomplishment. Here's Nick Sirianni yesterday on the team winning the NFC East.
This is a hell of a division with great teams and great coaches and great players. And so to be on top of that and, you guys walk in the building, there's always that area where it's just the champions, the NFC East champions. I walk by it every day on my way in and my way out to see Coach Reed's pictures in there and, you know, Coach Doug's pictures and, you know, Carson and, Jalen and Donovan and all the great players, Michael Vick and all the great players there that have contributed to NFC East championships. It's cool to add another one there. But, you know, we just want to get back to work. Well, again, like I said, we'll enjoy this and let's back to work.
You know, one of the things that struck me when I heard him say that yesterday was, you know, I think fans old enough to remember this will remember this, let's say. You know, you go back before Andy Reid, this was not a regular. I mean, it really wasn't. So Vermeil obviously was doing his things late 70s, early 80s. And then there was a tremendous drop-off. The Marion Campbell years, we all know that. And then 88, they win the division. So after Vermeil, they win in 88. And then not again until 2001. I mean, when I was growing up, they made the playoffs a lot, but they didn't win the division a lot. They won it one time in 20 years. But my God, in the last 25 years or so, that it's incredible how many times they've ripped off the division. It's technically become easier with four teams instead of five, but kind of not really because the Cardinals were never a factor anyway. The biggest thing that helped was Parcells, Gibbs, and Jimmy Johnson left the division. That helped a lot. All right, but the Eagles being a great organization helped a ton too. Let's listen to Saquon on getting to 2,000 yards and what Saquon said after the game.
We definitely knew what the number was to at least get to the 2,000. And, you know, we weren't leaving this field without at least accomplishing that. And that's not the words from me. That's the words from the guys up front. So that means a lot to me. And, you know, when you see that and, you know, those guys are like, this mother effort needs this to get it. Let's go get it. You know, puts a little pressure on you too, but at the same time, it's pressure that you want.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool stuff right there. All right, so now let's get to by the way, it's kind of too bad, and I know they were up by, whatever, 27 or something, that he didn't get that extra 30 to 40 that he could have gotten in the fourth quarter. Because I think there were 9 minutes left. And I get why Sirianni took him out. James, does the fact that he took him out mean he's less likely to play him next
week? Of course it does. I think in that quote, when Saquon talks about them knowing they had to get to 2,000, like, they knew that this was their shot to get to a number. That next week was not a likelihood, and hey, let's make sure we hit 2,000. That's a big deal. It's important. Mm-hmm. Only the ninth person ever to do it in the history of the league.
Yeah.
I think them knowing exactly what they had to do to get to 2,000, him taking him out as soon as he got to it, is absolutely a sign that it is likely he probably won't play.
I think you're right about that.
That's the number that the guys up front were hanging their hat on last night. You know,
well, Lane, it was the reasonable
Johnson,
number to get to.
About it, he said, hey, how close is he? You know, that's the way they talked about it. When I heard that last night, I thought, okay, well, that's the number. That's the focus,
John,
that's been.
He could have gotten another 30 or 40 easy.
He could.
Really easy. But if he gets it. But remember, Joel got injured in the playoff game up by 29 points. With 4 minutes to go.
But these guys aren't made out of glass.
Right. But the one when they're up by 29 points with 4 minutes to go in a clinching game.
But that's the thing. I don't want anyone ever thinking about injury before anything.
No, but John, it's a coach's.
That they're going to fall apart and be.
Hold on. But it's a coach's job to think about it. I mean, there's a certain point when you're up by 27.
I'm aware that having a week off, just a week off, even though.
Let's listen to Mulata. So Mulata went on the record. This was very interesting. And I do think could play a part in what they choose to do. Here's Jordan Mulata after the game on whether he wants to see the Eagles let Saquon go for the record.
Next week, do you guys want to play to give him a chance to break the record?
Absolutely.
As a captain, is that something you'll speak
push
up
for?
On?
Yeah.
Even if the game has no meaning towards your seeding, you want to play and you want Saquon to play to get that.
Uh-huh.
How come?
Why not? It's an opportunity to make history. So we try to do it today, just off the off chance of just knowing your coach. And, you know, I think we never really spoke about the Giants next week, but we just kind of had a feeling if we don't go for it today, we might sit out. We don't know. Coach hasn't really said anything yet.
All right, Mulata wants them to go for it. Should they or not? You tell us. 215-592-9494. Steven in Malvern. Steven, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Clear, Steven.
Huh?
Hurrah. Hey, Devin, congratulations.
Thank you, Steven.
Steven, I can really be a horse's ass sometimes, can't I?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
You?
What?
Huh?
Speak up!
Hello,
buddy. We got you.
As an aside, I wanted to comment on the previous caller from Phoenixville.
Yes.
Who was complimenting Penn Medicine.
Yeah.
I was in a coma for 11 days about a year ago, and I had great care from them, and they were absolutely amazing.
Wow.
I live in Malvern, but I was downtown for a month.
Well, we're glad you're doing much better, Steven.
Yeah, no, I'm healthy. I'm great.
Good for you, buddy.
All right, so two or three points to make, and I'll try to make it brief.
Sure.
I think Harry Roseman is, he's always suspect when it comes to drafting, in my opinion.
Well, he had been at times, but he's had a pretty good run lately. The first and second round picks this decade have been spectacular. After the Justin Jefferson miss.
He's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if you guys realize that yesterday you had Trotter Jr., Mitchell, and DeJean you know.
Yeah.
On the defense, they were starting. They're playing almost every down.
No question.
Shepard Routine is a stud. He is always around the ball. And Mitchell's a shutdown corner. And so you had three rookies. Like in the Andy Reid era, John, you'll know this. Like rookies never really played that much. You know, they would, you know, they were getting their feet wet. And
that's right.
You know what I mean? But you have three rookies that are starting on your defense. And your defense is number one in the NFL.
Yep.
You know?
That's well said. No, you're right.
Yeah. Carter, what's Carter, second year?
Carter is his second year. Second year.
It's incredible how young, my gosh, how young and ready for the future the Eagles are.
They're well positioned. But
a lot of these big name, talented, you know, we're going to be leaning on them and growing with them. Both sides of the football, we are relatively young. I don't know what that stat looks like, but we've
here's the problem.
One of the youngest in the league.
No, they are. And Stephen, good call. And we're glad you're feeling better. And that's great stuff, man. Here's the one problem. I'm kind of bracing myself for this offseason being like 2 years ago when you lose some players you don't want to lose just because you can't sign them all. I mean, because this year, okay, let's just go through it quickly. It's Milton Williams. Free agents are Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Zach Bond. I know I'm missing one or two others. Who am I missing?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, N'Kobe Dean, I think, is one more year.
He's got one more year.
Yeah, but, you know, you would probably talk to him now if you're going to resign him.
Oh, Josh Sweat, who's played a lot better.
Yeah, that's another good one, yeah.
Pretty big one.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big one. A large portion of your offensive line you're talking about.
Yeah, so that worries me, you know, and so we'll see where it goes. All right, let's listen to how it sounded yesterday. Marilyn Mike on the call on a 2,000-yard day. Let's hear as the Eagles won the NFC East. We're going to need a
Rush is in the gun. Three receivers. Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six! And the gun, he's back. Steps up. He looks. He is firing deep. He wants Smith. He's got a touchdown! Pick it to Devontae Smith. 21 yards.
Beautiful things happen when you get the skinny Batman.
Pickett looks downfield. He is going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it at the 10. He dives. He's in the end zone. They say he's stopped. Yes, it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. We were looking to see if the knee touched.
Now he's going to be down at the 1 yard line, I do believe.
Here we go again. They push. They shove.
He's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
This one was an easy call.
Kenny Pickett. The key lines him up. He's got Barkley to his left. Both to the near side. Quick pitch to Barkley. Barkley across the 40, 45. 9 more yards.
Okay, Tanner McKee, just do that.
Barkley now needs 92 yards to hit the 2,000 mark. Back to Barkley once again. Dips to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35. Out of bounds at the 33.
What a player.
Back goes McKee. He pumps. He is firing. Touchdown! Brown. Barkley breaks a tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 43. And the number whittles down more. So it's down to 27. 27 yards for 2,000. Ninth player in history. That's what he would be. They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks a tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history. This will be a big win. It will clinch the NFC East as they go into the victory formation and at least the second seed. But the biggest thing to come out of today is that number 26, acquired from the Giants as a free agent in the offseason, Saquon Barkley hit a mark that only 8 players before him ever hit. He became the 9th player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
All right, great work there. The Merrill montage, great work. Merrill and Mike, obviously on the call, and obviously the Eagles and Saquon with a great victory, and also to Justin DiRaggio putting that together today, filling in for Joe Wechter. Wonderful stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Got It Door and Window, window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOT-IT or visit goguida.com. All right, window to the weekend we'll focus on. Who the Eagles will play in the playoffs, because we still don't know yet. But here's what we know based on the results yesterday. It is more likely at this point the Eagles will play Green Bay than Washington. Because if Washington wins versus Dallas, they're the sixth seed. And I don't like this, by the way. I didn't want to see Green
Bay.
Nope,
not a fan.
And that can play a part in the Saquon conversation. So just know Washington will probably take, and by the way, they will be very motivated. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday who's a Washington fan. They're going to be very motivated to win that game because, my God, is it easier to beat a 6 seed.
Of course they are.
6 seed, you play who, the Rams?
You play, it'll be probably the Bucks or the...
And that's a big difference with playing the
Eagles. Yeah, the Bucks or the Falcons. That's or it might be the Rams. Either way, either of those three teams is a massive difference.
All right, so we don't quite know yet, but we know it will probably be
It'll be the Rams, actually, yeah.
Which I don't like. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction, everything going on? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.